Fuck you down, eh?
Hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Is it Selena?
Yes.
Hello, Selena. It's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you made. You're also looking to your childhood in childcare in Scotland.
Oh, hi there, yes.
Yeah, so you should really to get an understanding about what went on, Selena, and obviously get a claim set up for you. Now, the good news is, at the moment, the average is around £45,000 per claim. Now, I know that doesn't, you know, make anything better what you went through, but what it does, it gives you a bit of satisfaction that what you went through shouldn't have really happened. Okay.
Nice.
So all I need to do is go for a couple of questions with you. We'll get an understanding about, obviously, your time in care, and then I'll explain the next steps for you, okay?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So just to confirm, Selena, I've got your name is Selena McCabe. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Fantastic. We've got an email here, selena.mcabe@mitie.com. Sorry, is that correct?
Yeah, that's my work email, yeah.
Your work email, no problem. And, of course, your mobile number, Selena, ending in 7384, the one we're giving you a call on right now, of course. Selena, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
It's the 15th, the 11th, 78.
A few days after mine, mine's the 13th of November, the 15th of the 11th, 78.
Yes.
I should have been born on Bonfire Night, to be fair. I was 8 days late and nice and fast.
Oh, really?
that's the one, yeah. Selena, could you just confirm for me your door number and your postcode where you live at the moment?
It's 40 Greenside Street and it's GCC1EL.
Yes. And you say with JC, what was that, sorry?
G for George, 33.
Yep, G.
1 E.
Yep. 1 E. In Black Hill.
Yes, it is. 1 EL.
Yeah, got that address. That's fine. Perfect. Okay. Have you ever been known, Selena, by any other names other than Selena McCabe?
I have. When I was in care, I was known as Kelly. My second name was known as Kelly.
K I R L E Y, is that?
No, K E L L Y.
Yeah, Kelly, okay, not a problem.
Kelly,
my voice was Selena Kelly. Okay, that's fine. Okay, and what are your parents' names there, Selena?
My mum's name is Selena Rice Kelly.
What, sorry, Selena?
Rice Kelly, R-I-C-E.
Yep, yep, perfect. And your father?
He was near about when I was in care.
Yeah, okay.
Do you still need that, though? He's on the bus, my birth certificate.
Not really a problem, to be fair. Like I say, if I do ask you anything at all and you're not sure of it or it's not something you remember, Selena, just let me know. It's not a problem. The reason we do ask for a lot of information is just when we do go to the local authority, we can obtain your information a lot quicker. For example,
right,
if we go to them and say we've got Selena McCabe, there could be 50,000 people with that same name. So, like I say, just obviously shorten it down for you. Do you know, Selena, where you lived before you went into care at all?
I do. I stayed at 192 Proven Mill Road.
Proven Mill Road, huh?
Yeah. That was my mum's address as well.
Yeah? Okay, perfect. And do you have any brothers or sisters, any siblings?
I do have four older brothers.
Yeah, could I take their names, please?
Patrick Kelly.
Patrick Kelly, yeah.
Christopher Kelly.
Christopher Kelly.
Edward Kelly. And Anthony Kelly.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what local authority were you cared under?
What do you mean by that? I was in Care Law Residential School.
Yeah, so you know where Proven Mill Road, what area is that in?
Glasgow.
Glasgow, so the Glasgow local authority.
Yeah.
And what age was you when you went into care? So how old was
I was 12.
Okay. Now, this is the question you just answered there. So, what establishments was you placed into?
So, I was first in foster parents when I was 12, and then I was in Alva Children's Home.
Yeah, how long were you in foster care for?
A couple of months.
A couple of months. So, you're probably still 12 when you was in, when you left foster care, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And where did you move to after that, sorry?
I moved to that to Alva Children's Home.
How are you spelling that one, my love?
A-L-V-A.
Albert Children's Home. Okay. And how long was you in there, would you say?
Maybe about 10 months.
About 10 months, yeah, so about 12,
it was
13.
It was just before my 13th birthday. Okay. And then I moved from Alva to Burnside Children's Home.
Burnside, yeah.
And I was in there for about maybe, I would say about 7 months maybe. And yeah, I went to Kenlaw Residential School.
How are you spelling that one, my love?
K-E-R-E-L-E-W.
Oh, Kenlaw. Okay, I've heard a lot about
Kenlaw,
that.
Kenlaw, yeah.
Yeah, I've done a few claims with
that. And I was in there, I was in there for 3 years, till I was 16.
3 years. 13 to 16, so that's correct. Well, so, 13. So, 3 years. So, I've got on there for you. Okay, now, this is a question which you have to ask. I don't like asking it, but I just have to ask it. So, if, for example, something was to happen to you and you were unable to collect the money, say, God forbid it, say you had an accident, who would you like to receive your money in your place? Who would you like your beneficiary to be, Selena?
My daughter. My eldest daughter.
And what's her name?
It's Selena White.
Selena White, did you say, or White?
White. W-H-I-T.
White?
Yeah.
Perfect. And do you have a telephone number for her?
If you just give me 2 seconds, I can look it
up
for you.
No problem. No problem. Take your time.
It is 077.
077, yeah.
534.
Yep.
578.
578. 40. 40. Perfect. How old is Selena at the moment?
Selena, 27.
Oh, perfect. Just to make sure she wasn't like a child in
no.
In case she's called her, for example. So a lot of people do put children on, it's not a problem, but we'd have to ask the age just to make sure. Because we don't want people, you know, giving them a call while they're in school or, you know, things like that. So that's my story. Selena, what was the reason why you got placed into care?
My mum had met a new partner, and obviously I was just rebelling.
Yeah.
Dogging school, and just the usual misbehaviour.
Yeah, no, it's kind of understanding. So let me just, that's it. So, was rebelling against a stepfather, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a problem. Okay. So, just to confirm now, Selena, like I said, we need to take some details in regards to your time in care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me just start this off. So we'll start with your foster time in foster care. What happened in there? Was there any kind of abuse in there, or was it okay in there?
No, everything was fine till I went into Kerlo. Everything was fine till I went into Kerlo residential.
Kerlo.
Yes.
Makes my job a whole lot easier then, that's not a problem. But it's just that's it down for you. So when I was placed into Kerlo Children's Home, okay, what was the... foster care. Just give me a second. Care Law Children's Home. Okay, so what were the kind of things that was happening while you were in Care Law?
So just staffing with the staff with my unit, their unit that I was in. Staff would basically slap you about, or when they restrain you, they restrain you and like arms, legs up your back.
Yeah.
It was things like that. They didn't give us any support. If any of the other lassies were like picking on you, they basically put you in the room with the lassies and left them to give you a doing, basically, while they were in their office but and doing nothing.
I'm handing all this down for us. They basically bullies weren't there. Shouldn't have really been in that job at the end of the day, you know, if not caring for you, then why are you in the
job? No, absolutely. It took me a long time to get myself together once there was Kerlo.
No, I can imagine. I'd say we've got an awful lot of cases against Kerlo. An awful lot of cases. A lot of people in Scotland have been in there. A lot of them as well are like Dr. Bernardo's, and I think there's one called Craig Haidu. That one's very bad as well. There's a lot of them. So the good, like, it's quite good that we've got a lot of cases against them, Selena, because it kind of makes sure story a lot more, you know, a lot more on the truthful side. Because if it was just one person, you know, saying a lot of things happened and no one else would, then
no, I know.
A lot of people making these claims shows how it was actually like in there.
Yeah.
It's good for you that claims are going.
The PE teacher in Kirlo as well, he used to hit you with basketballs or golf balls when you're supposed to be doing gym. Like, they were really nasty. And at the time, you thought it was normal.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. As being a child, you don't really know right from wrong, do you? So it's kind of what you know, if you grow up around that, then that's what you're going to think's normal, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Now, there is two things we do need from you, Selena, in regards to a claim. So we do need photo ID. So this can be a driving licence, a passport, or a bus pass, whichever you have available. Do you have one of the three?
I've got a driving licence, yeah.
Perfect. And the next one would just be a letter, any letter you've got, so it can be anything at all, as long as it's dated in the last 3 months. So that's just being proof of address. So the ID is for proof of identity, that's for proof of address. Now, the way we get that from you, Selena, we've noticed the easiest way. If you log onto your WhatsApp Messenger on your phone now, you'll have a message from myself. Now, I need you to do, Selena, is open the message and just simply take a picture of each document, but include all four corners of each document on there, okay?
Right, okay.
So while I'm filling out this form for you, Selena, because there is a document I need to sign in a moment, just to give us the authority to go to the children's homes, while I'm filling it out for you, if you can go and get the ID for me in the letter, because a lot of people do struggle finding a letter, so... Just to get a head start on it.
I was ready to say it. I'm actually in my work. I could probably give you my licence, but as for a letter, I don't think I'll have a letter in my bag.
No, if you can do that just for now, that should be fine, like I say. And then later on, once you do get a letter, just pop that over to us. That shouldn't be a problem.
I'll put it in my car and get it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Selena. You know your title, Selena. Is it Miss or Mrs. at the moment?
It's Miss.
Miss, okay. Perfect. Needs to match your driving license, see that source to make sure it's right. And just to confirm with you, Selena, like I say, your email address selena.mcabe@mitie.com. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. Cause just making sure that's correct, because that's where the document will be going to. So let's just make sure it's right for you. So let's fill these details out. So I'm just putting your address into the form here. Okay, so it's just to confirm that it's number 40 at Greenside Street, Black Hill, Glasgow.
Yeah. G331EL.
That's the one, my love. Okay, and that's fine. Let's make sure the sections are complete. Because like I say, in a moment, what will happen is you'll receive a text message and an email from us. It'll just say, hi, Selena, please click here. It'll be a link for you to press Selena. And it's just like I say, it's one box for you to sign. And then you click a button which just says, execute all documents. Now, what that does, it gives us the authority to go to the children's homes and request your information. It also puts you onto a no-win, no-thin agreement. So, if you are unsuccessful, no charge at all. Only on a successful claim, the solicitors take 16%. Of course, VAT is on there, so VAT will be 20% included.
Right.
Great news is as well, what the average we do get back at the moment is around £45,000. We have seen people get more than that, you know, a lot more than that, Selena, so quite a lot of money. It just really depends on, you know, the timing there, really. And how quick we deal with it. Just while you're doing that,
I wasn't actually going to do this. It was one of the girls that I was in a home in Killaloe that said to me, do you know what? After everything we went through, you should do this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it doesn't make it any better, does it? You don't think about the trauma you went through, but at least you get the satisfaction knowing that where you was a bad place. People know that, and like I say, get a bit of compensation back for that as well. Like I say, it's a nice bit of money, to be fair. You know, some people get 80,000 back, some people get 50. It all really depends. But like I say, even £45,000, you know, it's quite a large sum of money, to be fair, to be getting back. So it's not too bad. So let me just, so while you're doing that. So just to confirm with yourself, Selena, as well, using Curlo for 3 years, yeah? So from 13 to 16. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was 1991 to 1994. Okay. That's fine. So I'm nearly here with the forms now for you. And your previous name was Kelly. Kelly. What about? So with these claims as well, like stated, Selena, of course, there is a small script I need to go over just to explain, obviously, funding options clearly. So there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself as a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. So we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, it's just the one I stated a moment ago with you, Selena. So no win, no fee, and it's 16% plus VAT, okay? Now, let's just get this form sent to you. Have you got your driving licence now, Selena, yeah?
I have got it, yes.
Yeah, perfect. So if you open the WhatsApp message that I sent to you. It'll be from MMA, which is illegal. MMA legal.
No, nothing's come through.
Nothing's come through. Oh, one moment. Let me try to find your number. Give me a second. So, let's read your number out to you. So, 078-3304-7384. Is that right?
7384, yeah.
Yep, I'll send over to you now. Sorry, Selena, I do apologise, it didn't send last time. So let's get this sent over to you. There we go. So that should be sent now. It should arrive in a moment for you, Selena.
Right. MMA legal, yeah.
That's the one, Selena, that's it.
This
note. Like I say, Selena, when you are home, all we will need is a letter dating the last 3 months. If it is something you can do, to be fair, if you get any letters online, like bank statements or utility bills, as long as you've got that online, it's got the full details and the address and your name on it, and of course the date, you can use that as well. So if you'd like to say you get a utility...
I could probably bring with a bank statement.
Yeah, perfect. If you do that, that'll be great. Like I say, we only need to see a top. We don't need to see all of it. Just like I say, your name, the date, and your address, of course. I just need the date in the last 3 months. If you want to cross out your balance or anything like that, feel free to, Selena. If you want to cross out your account numbers, feel free. Don't need any of that, okay?
Yeah.
So, Selena, if you look at your phone now, you should have a text message or an email from myself. Now, there's just a link there for you to press. And all you need to do when you're on there is scroll right down to the bottom, sign a box, and then click execute all documents. It just basically, like I say, signs you up to the no-win, no-fee agreement. Also gives us the authority to go to the relevant authorities and request the information we need for the case.
And see when you say you're doing that, does that mean like you get mad? Because I suppose convenient, yeah.
Sorry?
So see when you do that, does that mean you get my full record of me being in care?
Your care record, yes. We'll have the information we need for the care.
And would I be entitled to a copy of that?
You would. You can request a copy if you like. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Like anything we get of yours, we can provide to you, not a problem. Because like I say, it's up to you. Now, if you want record, if you want access to your documents, that's not a problem with us.
Yeah. I would, actually.
No, that's it. Well, actually, if you want a copy of it, I know a lot of people do struggle to get the care records. But once we get them, if you want them, so you know. What we'll do is we could either, photocopy them over to you, or we can even send them out in the post for you. It's not really a problem.
That's fine and complete. You can sign every single one, part three.
Yeah, let me. Yeah. So all you're doing is going, when you open the document, go past part one, part three, and three clarity. Oh, there you go, you've done it. Perfect. So that's all done for you now, Selena, okay?
Brilliant.
Okay, no problem. So, like I say, what we need now, Selena, once you are ready, when you get home, is just a letter, or even, if you can, like I say, it's just a bank statement, download a bank statement for me, because they cross out whatever you don't want us to see. We don't need it for that. We just need to see your name, the date, and your address, and that's perfect. If you need us for anything at all, Selena, like I say, you've got the WhatsApp number there, and you've got this number, try call the WhatsApp number, because I'm on the phone a lot of the time, so when you try ring this number, it's engaged a lot of the time, because I'm on the phone. So if you just message on WhatsApp, I'll be able to give you a call straight back, okay?
No worries. No, that's fine.
Perfect. And, perfect. Once you send that document over to me, Selena, if you just send me a message just to say I've sent it over to you, that'll be great. All right.
I will do. No, that's brilliant. Right. Thanks for your time.
Perfect. Thanks for your time, Selena. You have a lovely day, and obviously a good luck with the claim, my love. All right.
Right. Thanks very much. Right. Take care.
Cheers, Selena.
Right. Bye. Bye.